over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody,
and welcome to another
unpredictable episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a wild show for you today. We're expecting Brad Yoder to arrive in the station any minute now. We'll see. And we've got a liquored up set to begin things, an eclectic set. I'll call it a folk rock set, but it's a little more eclectic than that. I'm not halfway through the show, and of course, a gospel set at the end. Let's get liquored up, shall we? Here come Bobby Joe Owens and Retro Deluxe.
know I am a lucky man. I always say my prayers. I know much worse could have happened from beer to there. From beer to there, I could have been home early. From beer to there, I should have walked instead.
Step. My feet went up, my ass went down, almost cracked my head. The bar got deathly quiet, and then exploded with a cheer. And everybody started clapping, 'cause I didn't spill my beer. I didn't spill my beer, no, I didn't spill my beer. I was gripping it tight, kept it upright. There's no need to fear. And I may have fallen down, but please don't shed a tear. A dog won't drop his bone, you know, and I won't drop my beer. Well, I was strutting around like I was the king for a night, 'cause I went all Secret Service to save that Miller Lite. Glasses yelling, you are the man. A video was posted and I had a million fans. 'Cause I didn't spill my beer, no, I didn't spill my beer. I was gripping it tight, kept it upright. There's no need to fear. I may have fallen down, but please don't shed a tear. Is clear that night I saved the life of an innocent beer. Last call came and I saw this girl. She was weaving just a bit. She started walking toward me, and just right then she slipped. Looking back, well, I sure feel bad. I just wasn't thinking, 'cause I let her fall and I saved the beer. To be fair, I had been drinking. And I didn't spill that beer. No, I didn't spill that beer. I was gripping it tight, I kept it upright. There's no need to fear. I may have fallen down, but please don't shed a tear. A dog won't drop his bone, you know.
In the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
If everything that goes on in this place was ever known, well, I hope I'm in Alaska, just a little southeast of Nome. Cause the one I love would snap my neck just like a piece of chalk if the walls of this old honky-tonk ever learned to top. They're watching me cheat on you. They hear everything I say, they see everything I do. You could bury me beneath these hardwood floors where losers walk. If the walls in this old honky tonk ever learn to talk. Watching me cheat on you. They hear everything I say, they see everything I do. You could bury me beneath these hardwood floors where losers walk. If the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learn to talk. If the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learn to talk.
To the Rouse Brothers do Homebrew Rag. Let me tell you about our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. We start off with Bobby Joe Owens doing From Beer to There from his 2013 record, Liquor, Love, and Laughter. And then from Pittsburgh, Dave Minnenberg did Didn't Spill My Beer. He fell down, but he saved his beer. That's from his 2024 record, Scruffy Love Songs. Then we heard a classic, Red Steagall, The Walls of This Old Honky Tonk. Yeah, The Walls of This Old Honky Tonk could talk. And that, of course, followed up our Al-Anon PSA. And then the last thing on the set was the new Lost City Ramblers doing The Old Home Brew. Came out in, I think, 1962. The database says 2020, but I think it was 1962, their record, American Moonshine and Prohibition Songs. And if you hear laughter in the background, it's not my alter ego. Though he's been in the studio with me often enough, he could very well be. It's Mr. Brad Yoder. Brad, step up to the microphone and say hello.
All right. Hey, Richard.
Hey. Well, we need to get this set up here so that you are happy.
I'm just bumping into things, but that's pretty typical.
All right. Now, we've got Brad joining us today because he will be appearing as the opening act at UU Song Space on Saturday, May 10th, UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church at 605 Morwood Avenue in Pittsburgh.
Not far from here.
No, an easy walk right up Morwood Avenue. I've done it myself.
Yeah. Less easy right now with construction, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. And Brad, this is going to be an exciting show because after you comes Chris Matthews.
I'll be opening for Chris Matthews. Who's amazing and was the Folk Artist of the Year as chosen by Folk Alliance International this past year in February. And just an amazing songwriter, powerful vocalist. So I recommend people come out and catch that show.
People in Pittsburgh heard an interview with Chris last week and I got to say, yeah. Brad, she's the only songwriter I know who's got a mission statement at her website.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Chris has it together, and I'm really excited to open for Chris and also have a chance to hear a couple sets of Chris's great songs.
One of the things that she always does is I shouldn't say always, but most of the time these days, she's writing songs about and singing songs about social justice and often about different forms of gender expression.
Yeah.
And you wrote a song that I really liked and you played in here. Well, I don't know, one of the seven times you've been in here. Brad is my most frequent guest.
Oh, honored.
It's called Different.
Yeah.
Tell us the background on this.
I wrote the song Different working at a summer camp spelled QAMP. And I want to say this was maybe in 2014. I could look it up. Might have been 2016. And this was a camp run by my dear friend Judith Avers, who used to live in Pittsburgh, but hasn't now for almost a decade, maybe. Anyway, not quite. But so I was teaching a songwriting class for three summers at this arts camp for LGBTQ and allied youth, and each of those 3 years, I wrote a song that I still play and consider one of my better songs. And this is the song from the second of those 3 years. It's also one of the songs that got me into the Kerrville New Folk Festival in contest in 2023. So I drove to Texas to play this song. Evil witches don't eat chicken, they're all vegan. They fly to Target to do some shopping on the weekend, and they take long walks with the stray cats from the alley. It's after midnight, but the witches aren't sleepy. Village monsters do their taxes without cheating. Crossword puzzles are relaxing in the evening, and they grow eggplant and tomatoes in their gardens.
So village monsters don't need anybody's pardon. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't until you've loved someone who's different. On the subway, there's a stranger who reminds you of that one kid from the fourth grade who sat behind you softly crying for some reason after recess. On the walk home, you think about them in the darkness. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. What you don't know until you've loved someone who's different, till you love someone who's different.
Brad Yoder with Different. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Of course.
That is one of my favorites of your songs.
It's one of my favorites, too. And it's unfortunately not on a record yet, but will definitely be on the elusive next one, having finally put one out last year.
Yeah, put one out last year, and this one was not on it.
It was not on it, yeah. That's a timing issue, but yes.
Well, I think it would have been a different kind of sound for what you put on that record.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll fit into the next batch.
So Brad is a local artist here in Pittsburgh, and he's been here a lot longer than I've been here, even though I'm a lot older than he is.
Not a lot. A little. You're a little older than I am, probably, but not a lot.
But you've been, like, the mainstay of one of the circles of songwriters here in Pittsburgh.
I have been one of the people playing original songs in Pittsburgh for 30 years, and one of the people who, you know, I pretty much always went out and played gigs where I could do just my own songs and not play covers. And playing covers is awesome. No shade to people playing covers, for sure. But and it's exciting to have done that for 30 years and feel like the songwriting scene in town is as vibrant and maybe more vibrant than it's been. So, yeah, I get to be a little bit venerable among, you know, all the different ages of people who write songs and are, and that's exciting. It's really lovely.
Brad, like me, doesn't grow a beard because then we'd be confused with Santa Claus.
I'm not sure what my beard, but yeah, I do keep it trim. It probably would be gray at this point.
Oh, I'm teasing and all, but I think it's very important to me, not just here in Pittsburgh, but all around the country, that people go out and support live music. And I think that's one of the things that an artist like you has done for Pittsburgh, is you have helped create an audience for other singer-songwriters.
Yeah, I am doing, I should mention, tonight at 6:30, there's a songwriter meetup at Hazel Grove Brewing. It's always the first Wednesday of the month. So that's a great, in Hazelwood, and that's a great way to meet a bunch of local songwriters. You can play a song if you wish. I'm also doing a last Sunday of the month songwriter series there from 5:30 to 7:30 on the last Sunday, which is me and three other people in the round. And I'm hosting a house concert on Friday with Susie Vinnick from Canada.
So. And you're wearing a T-shirt advertising another Pittsburgh songwriter.
I am wearing a Mirabel Skipworth and the Brink of T-shirt. A T-shirt I almost never wear, but I was like, I should... This would be a good time to wear it. But yeah, lots of great young songwriters. I was just at a Cass and Guffey CD release with My Politic. Mirabel's tremendous. Yeah, there's just all different generations of great songwriting folks in town right now. And that's just fun. It's fun to be part of that community.
The point that's very important for your listeners, whether you're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Newark, Delaware, Negaunee, Michigan, Kaiser, West Virginia, it's important for you to go out and support local music. And that's one of the things that Brad has been great at here in Pittsburgh is drumming up support for lots of different songwriters, not just himself. Thank you very much, Brad.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Now, speaking of pleasures... I believe we're about to hear a brand new song. This is going to be the world debut
this
anywhere.
This is the world premiere. And so I'm in this songwriting group where we get a prompt every week and you're invited to write a song that uses this little word phrase. And I probably write a song and a half a month. I don't get one done every week. But this is the song from last week's prompt. I haven't done anything with this week's yet. And it kind of grabbed my attention, and I've been ironing it and tweaking it and playing with it. So it's new, and new is always exciting. So the phrase, I think the song is probably called Astronauts.
So new, folks. He doesn't have a title.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's called Astronauts. The phrase that was given was Astronauts Understand. So the guy who does the group just pulls a book off a shelf, opens it up to a page. It might be fiction, it might be nonfiction, and then looks for a 2 to 5 word phrase and emails it to like 27 of us. And usually 8 to 12 people write a song. So this is my song from last week. Maybe I'll do it on Saturday. This is where it's at for right now.
Astronauts remember, maybe astronauts understand just how far, just how small are all our fragile plans. I recall a moment when I held your hand, like light from stars 1,000 years away. Astronauts miss small things left behind on Earth. Gravity, a summer breeze, the sound of calling birds. I could hear your heartbeat, and I watched your face turn toward light from stars 1,000 years away. The night the solar winds made colors shimmer in the sky. The night we broke the rules to paddle farther from the shoreline. Astronauts may travel to Jupiter or Mars, colonize or just survive to drive their flying cars. If your heart's a planet, I never got that far. So a corner of my sky is where you'll stay. Like light from stars a thousand years away.
Well, I had to let that silence go there. I think that's a wonderful song.
Thank you.
Please do it on Saturday.
I will do it on Saturday. It's so new that there's a couple things changed between this printout I have of the words. And it's also a funny song because I originally, when I wrote to the prompt, I wrote that last tagline has gone through like six changes. So it started out as the light from stars before the sun was born. But it turns out, even though we can see that light on Earth, you can't see it without a telescope. So I was like, well, that's not really going to be right. So then I went with, like, light from stars before this world was born. Like, no. Then light from stars older than this world, we can't really see. Again, you need a telescope for that. And then I had, like, the starlight from before we both were born. But it turns out, like, we can actually see something that's about 6,000 light years away, and that's pretty amazing, right? Here we are, these tiny beings, and we're seeing something in the sky with our, you know, human eyes that the light that we're seeing left that place 6,000 years ago. So that's where I landed on the light from stars 1,000 years away. So that's where, yeah, that's the new one. Thanks for listening to my new song, radio audience.
Astronauts by Brad Yoder.
Yeah.
Oh, by the time he plays it Saturday, it may have a new title.
I think that one's going to stay, but yeah.
That's a very different kind of song than the ones that Chris Matthews plays, uh-huh, because that is truly poetic. It's got that song of yours, Astronauts, truly poetic. It's truly trying to get the listeners to feel an emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost say it's a love song.
It is. Well, it's, yeah, it's a
kind of a love song.
It does refer to somebody. There was a person who I was never with, but was together in the same place with. And we did once, there was like Northern Lights, and we canoe. You're not supposed to canoe at night at this camp where we were working, but we canoed out and watched the Northern Lights. And yeah, that's a sweet, sweet memory.
I believe the next song you got picked out is one that is a little more topical, eh?
I would say so. And this song is, speaking of topical, by the way, I have to shout out Bill Danilo, who just put out a new Acrasia record that is completely topical and amazing. And you should give that a listen because it's a good album for our times. I'm going to do the first song I wrote at camp with a Q, QAMP. And this is a song about just trying to be ourselves, which is not easy to do in a world that kind of gives us all kind of messages and pressures to be something other than just what we are. So the first summer I worked at camp, QAMP, I wrote this song. And then the next two summers, we actually sang it, which was really, really nice and an honor. And also, you know, that was my first experience trying to get people's pronouns right. And I had a hard time, but I've gotten a little better in the meantime. But I'm gonna play Compass here.
Some of the students here at Carnegie Mellon University have to coach me on pronouns repeatedly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we appreciate older folks, we're doing our best. We appreciate the help. So, let us know if there's, if we can do better.
Here comes Compass.
Yeah.
No one else can do it when it comes right down to it. That was a disaster. You tore your heart in half there. Deep down you know there's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down, think about your closest friends. Who are you when you're with them? A perfect mess, a human. And when there's no one to impress, you sparkle like a true gem. You're everything, you are then. Deep down you know there's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. As the sky, with clear and cloudy patches, but who cares if it matches? 'Cause you can sing and so can I, in harmony together, cacophony or better. Compass in our soul telling us the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map in me and you pointing where we always knew.
Well, Brad, before you go away, we haven't given you a chance to plug your own website so that people, even if they are listening at 3 a.m. in Chattanooga, Tennessee, can find out more about you.
It is bradyoder.com. I recommend you check that out in about 5 days because it's about to get a major update and be cooler and working better. But bradyoder.com. You can also find music of mine. Well, the newer stuff is on Bandcamp. There's also on Bandcamp something called the Yoder Project Ripples Travel, where 40 different people covered songs of mine, which is amazing. So So that's a Bandcamp only release that I'm not on, but a whole bunch of my friends were kind enough to record songs of mine, which is, and one of them did Compass, actually. And yeah.
And Brad will be opening, if you're listening in the Pittsburgh area, he will be opening for Chris Matthews at UU Songspace on Saturday, May 10th. And that's held at the First Unitarian Church at 605 Morwood Avenue.
Corner of Morwood and Walnut?
Nah. No. I think it might be Ellsworth.
Ellsworth. It's Ellsworth, yeah.
Is it 7:30? The show's at 7:30. Doors open at 7.
Doors at 7, show at 7:30. Yeah. And there are snacks.
Right.
And Chris is amazing and also the Folk Artist of the Year 2024, I guess?
Yeah.
Probably.
And if you want a further preview of the show, if you go to www.mixcloud.com/MandoRichard, you'll find the interview that we aired in the Pittsburgh area last week up there awesome. On my Mixcloud page. So anyway, now I think before you get out of the studio, I want to play a track from Chris Matthews.
Please do.
And her latest record, Reclamation, is absolutely fantastic. But I'm choosing to play something from her 2021 record, Changemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And this one talks to a crisis that's happening all across rural Pennsylvania, rural Ohio, rural Missouri, rural Arkansas, wherever. And it is the opioid crisis. Here we go. Chris Matthews with This Kind of War.
It's a war zone, from the pulpit to the bleachers, students and teachers drowning. His sweet little mining town is crumbling down around him. He was a simple kind of man, never thought this would be his life. They say misery loves company, but then the heartbreak claimed his wife. And this is one fight he can't win with an enemy he can't see. He's just another walking casualty of an overdose tragedy. He said, yeah, I used to be like you. Now I'm like the sticker out of my rear view. It says, shoot your local heroin dealer that enough. No matter what you do, oh, this kind of war will claim you if it wants to. It said first, do no harm on the doctor's office wall. So even when the pills felt like overkill, she watched her husband take them all. It's a gateway to a kingdom where the promise is no more, no more pain. It'll cost them all they have. What they'll lose can't be regained. She loves her hands, hide her face as they take her love away. He's just another one of the 20-some. This is one fight she can't win with an enemy she can't see. She's just another walking casualty of an overdose tragedy. She said, yeah, I used to be like you. Now I'm like the sticker out of my rear view. But it's not just the heroin dealer. The pills do more harm than needles. The bodies just keep piling up. Longer till you've seen enough. No matter who you are, oh, this kind of war is bound to leave some scars. There's a rupture.
something small.
Vegetable or
can see myself. She says slow and steady. If you were there already, you might keep forgetting. Good things just take time. 'Cause I am at a standstill. Maybe I should stand still. 'Cause when I'm moving fast again and halfway up the hill, I'll be wishing I could stand still. Hey, to has love lost its magic? Sitting here in traffic, wishing we were somewhere else. But I'd rather be with you than give it one more try. 'Cause we are at a standstill. Maybe we should stand still. I'm scared it's gonna end, but then again, everything will. So baby, let's just stand. Just enjoy the ride. So if you're at a standstill, it's okay to stand still. You don't have to gain the world to say that you're fulfilled. No, you just have to stand.
If I should die before I wake, there's nothing here I've got to take with me, 'cause I've had the best, I've had the worst, I've been last. I got into the line first. I've been hungry, I've been satisfied. Seen the carnival taking every ride. If I should wake before I die, I'd never stop to wonder why. I grab the day, take it and run. I'd be naked, I'd be reaching for the sun. Run like a rabbit, fly like a dove on a rabbit.
yet here I lie. I'm afraid to sleep. I'm afraid to look inside too deep. I just want to climb outside my skin, find out who it is that's in there. Old friends and lovers, keep me afloat. Keep on rocking. It is a beautiful boat.
And we close down this hour of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roost Program, depending on where you are listening, with Rosie Sorrells doing Postcard from India, recorded live in 1981. And before that, Katie Prewitt gave us Standstill, a song she co-wrote with Russ and Kelly from her Rounder record Mantras. And she'll be appearing on May 8th in Pittsburgh at Spirit Hall. And before that, you heard Cora Fetter doing Rambling Man, the title track from her 2025 release. And Donna Lynn Caskey before that from her newest record called Tiny Victories, you heard Do Something Small. And that set began with Chris Matthews doing This Kind of War from her 2021 record Changemakers. We'll be back with more great music right after the station break.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
And now it's time for a rather eclectic set I've got put together. Sort of folk rock set. Starts off with the Birds.
But she wanted my soul. But don't think twice. like gal, the light I'd never know. No, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You know, you just kind of sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.